been awaiting you. Behold, Benjamin Grimm, the manner in which cosmic events unfolded. When the Silver Surfer broke faith with Galactus to protect that pale blue orb which is your Earth. I searched the galaxy for a herald devoid of any and all morality. I chose Tyros, a bloodthirsty tyrant on his home world, a being without morals, without guilt. I imbued Tyros with the power cosmic, thus recreating him as my new herald, Terax. He laughed as I devoured his planet, his people, his family. Gladly did he go forth to find new life-sustaining worlds to feed my hunger. Yet Terax was not content with the role of serpent. He longed once more to be a king. However, he served me faithfully until the day he discovered Antos, a planet whose very life essence was corrupted by pollution and radioactivity, a planet seething with anti-life. Terax sought to poison me with the negative life essence of Antos. He nearly succeeded. I was weakened, but did not die. Terax fled to Earth to escape my wrath. Now he has sought your help in destroying me. In my weakened state, he may well succeed.
Oh, hors d'oeuvres and a floor show. How can we ever thank you? Wait, I have an idea. Just relax. Make yourselves comfortable. So, another birthday present. Superheroes. This must be the part where I reveal my sinister plot. Allow me to unveil my new birthday toy. The awesome Geistman Heat Ray. With this lovely new weapon, I, Chairface Chippendale, will commit the ultimate act of vandalism. I will write my name across the face of the moon.
You'll never get away with it, Chippendale!
Unfortunately, you three won't be around to witness my historic signature, because I'm going to feed you to my pit of ferocious man-eating alligators.
What? What?
What?
Standard villain procedure.
You entered my house as caterers, and you will leave it as the main course.
As the portal clarifies, release the contents of the urn.
Hey, sorry to drop in without an invitation.
This is for meddling in my affairs. Carnage, release the contents of the urn.
All is lost. For now.
As others received inspiration from Rockefeller and Carnegie, H.H. Holmes drew his dark desires.
They're escaping!
Let them run. They'll soon discover there's nowhere left to hide. Commander, destroy the remaining spores, then blow the CPUs out of the sky. I want total air supremacy.
Attention. As you are no doubt aware, the principal office is now under my complete control.
You're probably looking forward to one of my erudite speeches about me,
Megaframe, the new viral dawn, etc., etc. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to disappoint you. There is no grand scheme here.
This is about revenge. Viruses are predatory by design.
And it is time for me to follow my function.
Prepare yourselves for the hunt.